Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Episode 67 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
James Ross.
Bryn Munro.
Lydia Nicholas.
Ben Meredith.
And who are you playing?
Sir Merton McGuffigan.
Hamid Salah, Harun Al-Taham.
Sasha Rackett.
Grizzop Drick Act Amsterdam.
Yeah! And it's almost as long as yours, bro. Now we get to have a competition if you can forget that name first.
Nah, I think yours is still...
Yeah, it's pretty long, but it doesn't have an ach.
No.
Yours has an ach. So yes, may have kind of twigged that that might be a thing that's going to happen.
Well, I'm not just going to start voicing incidental NPCs, am I?
Speaking of which, could you now voice the following incidental NPCs?
Yeah, everyone needs a hobby. Just want to feel useful.
Wait, I'll do a greatest hit. Quiche! Doom! There we go! Oh, no.
There you go! So, picking up more or less where we left off as a quick recap... You all made it to Prague. Creative differences. Zolf leaves. Admin. I mean, to be in a bit more detail, Sasha consulted a healer, managed to encounter a goblin who seemed to be with the Artemis lot on the way, and generally just got told to walk it off repeatedly. Meanwhile, we had Hamid, whose sister's doing an opera.
Yeah, she's in town.
She's doing well. She's in town. And then Bertie totally fleeced to that guy.
I know, right?
Totally rinsed him.
Got great prizes. Great magical items. Great stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's got a brilliant returns policy and warranties, just in case there's any problems.
Why I buy all of my magical items from John Lewis. Quibble Freeze. He's a very nice man. Very cooperative.
Hey! UK-specific humour for all those international listeners. So... What the last thing that happened was you all managed to all come together and get sent into a teleportation circle and then leave just when things are presumably going well because someone was screaming and I'm sure it was absolutely fine. Are we all okay to pick up where we left off?
Yes.
Yeah.
At which point then, there is a moment of flux, we shall say. Up is down, left is right, inside is out, and you're all holding hands. At which point, you are now in a... very similar stone basin to what you just left. However, you are immediately at the entranceway to, looking ahead, a very, very large, it seems larger up close by a weird degree, university. It is everything that the city is not. It is completely illogical. There seems to be walkways that are having no purpose whatsoever. The buildings are gently floating around, maybe bumping into one another a little bit and then reshifting, and the stairways occasionally just are reshifting themselves and reforming to accommodate
Hogwarts.
It. Yes, except Hogwarts, you can't also fall to your death if you so much as miss a step. Sure, on every staircase.
Not in a sanitised children book, though. Yeah.
Dark stuff went on there, man.
You read it in the original German.
So it's, yeah, it's very impractical. It becomes very clear that if you do not already know your way around, you're going to have a hard time finding your way. And it doesn't help that you'll see people having a conversation and then one of them will just disappear spontaneously. One of them will just fly off to another place. This is clearly not a place that has been built with pedestrians in mind, or barely even humans. It's quite a sight and very disorientating at a first glance. So, you appear to be in the company of another equally bored mage who goes round and just gets you all to separate hands, reveal that you haven't lost your fingers, that kind of thing.
Scream.
Bertie's already drawn his sword and ready his shield because he heard the scream.
Hey, can we get back down?
Well, yeah, but you can join the queue over there. You look to your left and there is another basin which has a queue of about 50 people because you're drawing near to the end of the sort of academic working hours.
No, but there was a scream.
Yeah, a lot of people are upset by the teleportation process. I really
No, no, but not like...
Outside?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a wizard. Do something about it.
I just did. You're
teleport
here.
Teleport us back down. You got magic. Do them out more magic.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Go join that queue.
How tall is the wizard?
He is 5'0".
Okay. Bertie stands right next to him, like 2 inches away. Stares right down and talks into the top of his head in a very loud, booming voice. And this is going to be a pomp and pageantry to intimidate check.
Give it a try. Pomp and pageantry, that was a mistake letting you have that.
It's the most useful trait.
That was the most useful trait by such a large margin.
Okay. That is a total of 16.
Total of 16? Ooh, how exciting. So, you proceed to give it a try.
Right, you tiny eggshell-headed little man.
There's a complaints procedure just up the street. We deal with a lot of people. Please don't make me have to do something magical to you.
That would be quite the nuisance for you, wouldn't it? Getting off your wand.
Am I going to have to call someone here to help? I can do that.
No, I don't think that will be necessary. I just think if you could just... I know there's a queue, and I hate to break procedure. I really do hate to break it, but there was someone in trouble back down there, and I think they probably need our help. And I just think, you know, for once, if we could just, you know, bend the rules very slightly.
Look, if you want to go help, you can go join the queue, or you can try and get to the front of that queue, ask people nicely, but it's not our business. They sort themselves out, we sort ourselves out. Everyone's happy with that. If you want to go help,
wait,
it's
no,
fine.
Hang on a minute. Look, just look at me. Right, you, do you think you're like a good person? Right? You think you're a decent person? What? You know, you... Look,
yeah, all right.
Someone down there could be dying, right?
Right.
So if you don't do anything about it, you're indirectly being responsible for possibly somebody's death. Now, I know wizards,
what
right?
What are you?
A goblin.
All right, sorry.
Anyway.
Rude.
Thank you, yes. Right. So, yeah, so you might be responsible for somebody's death, okay? So, look, you're a wizard, right?
Yeah.
I'm a paladin.
Right.
I know how easy it is to actually do your magical stuff. It's not that much effort for you, is it, really?
Right.
This is just you wanting to stick with the procedure. I understand it's been a very late shift for you, right? It's probably been very hard. You've got a lot of annoying people. But is it really worth somebody's death?
And I want to make diplomacy.
Yeah, obviously. Give me the roll.
Should have done that.
Yeah, you had a flow going.
That's all right. 20.
Well, it helps when you roll really well.
Yeah.
So is that a total 20?
Yes.
Opposed because this person does not like extra work. They failed. I've gone sing song, don't know why. Really?
That was a pretty bad scream.
Yeah,
I've heard some screams.
I'm almost certain he's right. I just really think you should just help us, please, just please.
I gotta balance the books. Look, if you can pay to go back down, I'll use the entrance one to send you back down, but I'm not able to do it without balancing the budget.
Fine, okay, how much?
Call it 100. That'll be close enough.
Fine, here's 100. Now let's just go.
Right, okay, quick. He sort of ushers you in. A couple of the people in the queue are wondering what's going on. Just hold hands.
Quick. Nothing to see here, just a very important man and his friends.
3, 2, 1. And immediately, pops you. You... Up is down, left is right, inside out, spinning, twirling.
Twerking towards freedom. Freedom's paid quite a lot.
You appear in the middle of the square. And it's chaos. You see the mage who just teleported you up literally hurls a fireball as you appear that rockets between the four of you by fluke and explodes at the other side of the square. there are a few people who are running from the far side of the square in random directions, and the mage is looking extremely panicked.
Told you!
Not the same mage, different mage. There's one at the bottom, one at the top.
Oh, well, I still say it.
They're all the same to you.
Oh, I see.
Humans all look alike.
And there is no sign of guards or anything, but again, it's been all of 2.5 minutes or something. Everyone give me perception checks.
Oh,
it's not a strong start. 9.
Mm-hmm.
18. Mm-hmm. 23. Mm-hmm. 2 minus 1 is 1. Yay!
See, now we're back in the game!
Now there's a fourth member again. The equilibrium is still there.
So, Bertie, you're fairly certain that that mage has gone berserk.
Oh, no.
He's just
the natural one.
No, I don't care. He's gone crazy. He's only gone blowing things up. No wonder people are screaming.
Have you gone mad, man?
Everyone else from the building opposite, which has just had an explosion as the fireball has gone off, you see multiple lumbering shapes, which to all the rest of you, you easily recognise as zombies. Multiple of them. In fact, quite a lot of zombies. They don't seem to be any elaborate ones. You remember Kew Gardens, for instance, those were quite weird looking. Mm. Here is your vanilla, run-of-the-mill zombie. They are coming over windows. They are walking out from upper floors, flopping down, and then carrying to walk. The explosion
so
blew...
We know which kind of horde this is.
Yes. Told you it was zombies.
As a callback to last week.
Hope you were paying attention.
Callback to yet another thing where you jumped the gun.
Right. I'm sorry, it's just too brilliant.
Got to be quicker.
So, yes, there are plenty of them. In fact, in all of the chaos, more than you can count. With that in mind, initiative!
14.
Mm-hmm.
12.
I can't put Zolf. You're not Zolf anymore.
Grizzop.
I don't even know how to spell that.
G-R-I-Z-Z-O-P.
Of course, it's
double-Z.
Grizz would be fine.
So, my name is Grizzop.
So,
sorry, Ham.
If he wants to write Ham on his initiative sheet, I'm fine with
no,
that.
No, I demand.
So, Grizzop.
I probably just use an
Grizz means something completely differently in
rude.
His language.
Like, Grizzop, should... what's your initiative?
14.
14? Sasha?
13.
Bertie?
12.
And Hamid?
8.
Hamid for 8. Okay, the horde of zombies, unsurprisingly, roll low on their initiative. Just to shake things up.
Times like this, I wish I'd taken Cleave.
Oh, this. Oh, tell you what, Cleave.
Yeah, would have been great in this encounter. Oh, well.
It's alright, I've taken Dazzling Display, so I'm going to try and intimidate all the zombies.
Oh, that'd be incredible.
You've got we'll a ring of Repel Undead.
I know, right? It's totally going to work. It's going to be fine.
Can you all make them do some sort of choreographed dance number?
Yeah. Depends how much I intimidate them. But if I put if my intimidation persona is a director of music video, then maybe I can do that. Who knows?
But right, you lot. Shape up! You're not even getting equity minimum.
Okay, cool. So with that in mind, everyone's giving me their initiatives. Grizzop.
My perception roll was the highest, so I'm going to take a free action to yell, "Bertie, zombies!" Because I can see he's facing the wrong way.
Staring dead-eye at a mage who's clearly panicking.
What? What?
Got zombies over there!
Grizzop,
Bertie
you're
turns.
Up.
Right.
Ah!
So, yeah.
Bertie, you are flat-footed this round.
Okay. I am going to rush forwards while knocking an arrow and move to... all of these guys in the back are zombies, right?
So to describe the layout, I should do, we have our square, mm-hmm. which has four roads running into it, like a square. The mage had just launched an explosion fireball that had gone off in the corner of the square, and the zombies have come from the explosion. All the ones that are in the explosion are prone, or most of them, and then the two streets that are nearest to that are filled with, looks like, three zombies each at this stage, and you are all stood in the middle of the basin, in the middle of the square, where you just teleported in. So you can charge straight towards them and notch an arrow.
Excellent. So knocking an arrow is a free action.
You can do it as...
No, but you can do it as part of a move. It's like
yes.
drawing
oh,
a
Oh, yeah,
weapon.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll do yeah. that. It's a
but it matters more for you, because if you're standing still and you draw an arrow, you have used a move action.
Yeah. So this is very exciting for me. 1, 2, 3, 4. And I could move...
Whoa! Four squares of movement! Oh,
I could go 5 and 6, but I don't think I need to.
Wow!
Oh, my gosh.
It's an improvement on 2. Cool. And I will channel positive energy. which channels 2d6 positive energy.
Anyone need any healing? We're all in range.
Yeah, in a 30-foot radius. The save is 16.
16?
So that is actually relevant for now, because I'm damaging people.
Because there's quite a lot of combatants on the board, and it really unbalances the game if I do one roll for all of them, but slows the game down a lot if I do one separate roll for, you know, 20, 30 people, whatever. What I'm going to do is I'm going to split them into three groups and do one save per group.
Sounds sensible.
So,
the leftmost group.
And what was the save to beat?
16.
So, worth mentioning at this point that the save is...
For half damage?
Half damage against channel positive energy. And also, zombies are a bit weird in that their fort and reflex saves are 0 and their will are 3. So, this is the only save that they even really stand a chance against. One group of them fail. Another group of them...
The middle group.
16, was it?
Yep.
Fail.
And the right.
The last group... Succeed.
Right. So everyone in the left and middle group take 6 damage, and one on the right take 3.
Okay, 1 second, please. Grizzop, describe channel positive energy.
Because it's not wet now.
Yeah, it's not water based.
Yes.
It's a whole new person.
Sure. I let out a yell and bash my buckler.
Give me a goblin yell, just one. Love it!
Yeah, so it's quite ferocious, quite feral, and he bangs the buckler with the symbol of Artemis against the breastplate for the symbol of Artemis. And a sort of great wave of healing energy, sort of accompanied by...
Moonlight!
Yeah, sort of like a silvery...
And love and romance overwhelms the zombies.
Yeah.
Well, face the zombies.
Yeah.
The zombies pair up.
And dance!
Into what?
Oh, can we have the choreographed... Dance.
Yes, yeah. Now everyone.
It's going to be thrilling.
Yay!
So there's a wave of silvery light, and you sort of hear the rush of trees going past.
However, it's all lovely. For everyone in the realm of that, everyone in the sphere of that, it feels lovely. But you do watch the edge of it rush up against the zombies, and then it literally looks like it's burning them. There's no flames, but everything short of that, like, it's a manky skin peel away from it, and they recoil from it. Really messes up a lot of them very quickly.
Ooh.
So, Sasha, you're up.
I step forward one pace and I throw a bomb at that zombie, which for the listeners is a zombie who is next to two other zombies that is in the right group that got a will save. So they're looking a bit less...
They're
manky,
less absolutely annihilating.
And I'm
annihilating,
throwing it
yes.
at one zombie that is in a group of three.
Go for it.
And I got a 6 plus 7 is 13.
13? That is a hit. So, how much damage are you dealing and what type?
4 of fire damage plus 2 splash, which I assume is to the two people on either side.
So 4 fire, 2 splash. Mm-hmm. They are all still okay. They took damage, absolutely, but they look pretty dangerous still. Ooh. Bertie, you're up.
Right, so Bertie is flat-footed. Please explain to me what that means.
So, I tell you what, I am going to look up the exact definition so that way I'm never caught out by it.
It means you don't get your dex bonus to armour, and if...
Oh no, what a nuisance for Bertie.
No, but I mean, now he's acting, he'll cease to be flat-footed.
Okay.
Unless you want him to lose his action completely.
No, he's not going to lose his action. Yeah. So for flat-footed, it basically means that you would lose your dexterity to your defence if people attacked you before you'd acted. It's basically there to
and
help
get
rogues
sneak
get
damage.
Sneak attack damage against you, things like that.
Okay.
So if these were sneaky rogues and they had beat you in initiative, it would be really bad.
Yep.
But they're zombies.
Okay. They're far away.
They're far away.
Well.
Charge!
And they move really slowly, and there's just lots of them. That's their thing.
Okay. Bertie has an exciting emerald ring of repellent.
Yes, he does.
So...
Was a steal at 20 gold.
I know,
oh, no,
I
you
know,
threw
right?
The emerald ring in for free.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so that's how you know it's good.
Yes.
Right.
So don't worry, everyone, don't worry. just yesterday I received this emerald ring.
6 seconds.
Repel undead. He pops it on to his little finger on his left hand.
Uh-huh.
What happens?
What happens?
Wave it. Waves at the zombies. So what we
there
all
is
see
a...
is Bertie like rope me out and just waving a royal wave?
Yeah, that's exactly it. He's doing the little the hand Sasha, turn.
Give me a will save.
Oh gosh.
Oh Jesus.
So it's 6 plus 3, 9.
A wave of calm washes over you.
Oh, it's so nice being partly undead.
Yeah.
But then you kind of manage to shake it off. That was a bit weird. Every zombie in the square turns their head to look at Bertie. Every single one turns their head to look straight at Bertie.
You're right, I am fabulous.
There is a simultaneous from every single zombie.
Mechanically, is attracting undead such a problem for, like, the tank? Should that's what you actually want?
Yeah.
No, well, it depends what the undead is. If it's, like, five vampires, you probably don't.
Well, I mean,
that is the exact kind of scenario where you can imagine a splash cover.
Take
Bertie.
Me, yes.
Five gentlemen in one and nothing else.
Well, I like your big shirts.
I went exactly the way I wanted.
So what you're going to do is I'm going to describe this ring, and then you're going to mishear me, and it's going to be ring of attracting undead or attractive undead.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Ring of bloody stunning undead.
All right.
Anyway, Bertie, that will have been your round because you talked too much.
Yeah, fair enough.
Hamid, you're up. You have discerned that every single zombie went and looked at Bertie. Something's definitely up there.
That's weird. Hamid backs off, so he's standing next to the other wizard. Because, you know, we're safer in flocks.
Is there any combat that hasn't started? Hamid's turn with, I back off.
Occasionally he vomits.
No, sometimes he's started off with his back against a wall.
That's true, that's true. So then he has to find a corridor to back away down.
He's got to, like, stretch around and then...
And, apparently, I cast Scorching Ray targeting the guy next to our new friend. Although, since he's just insulted my battle tactics, perhaps I don't.
Ben did that, Grizzop doesn't.
Yeah.
Grizzop's lovely.
Yes, our new friend, who I like very much after his persuasive efforts upstairs, is standing next to a zombie, so I target that one with Scorching Ray.
Go for it.
That's definitely a hit. 22
yes.
on a ranged touch
yes,
attack
yes, God,
against
yes.
an undead. They've
yes.
probably got a ranged touch AC of 5
Let's
or 6.
Let's put something in context that a bit metagaming is fine. Zombies are so rubbish that they can either move or hit you per turn.
Right.
You're fine. That hits.
I hope there's more.
Is that more damage than the zombie's able to
19 do fire damage.
It explodes. It doesn't burst into flames. It just... And then bits of zombies start raining down.
One. Nil. Nil. Nil.
Does anybody here speak Dutch?
No.
Okay, so incomprehensible swear word, Pierce.
At which point, it's the zombies' turn. Now, let's have a look at their move speed, shall we?
Is it slower than Zolf's?
Let's really see what their move speed is. We have a... They are way faster than I thought. It's just mainly that they can only do one thing or another. So, every single zombie can move 30 feet.
Damn, that's faster than me.
Uh-huh.
So they just trundle along.
Gonna be backing off some more, guys.
This is good, because they're just bunching up, and we're all using area of effect things.
A few of them get up from prone, and that's their full turn.
You don't have cleave, do you, John?
No.
So every single zombie, all of them, starts moving towards Bertie. And by starts, I mean they move their 30-foot speed, they don't get to attack as well, and just swarm towards you. There are no tactics there, there's no kind of encircling. They just beeline straight towards Bertie. The ones that were prone after the fireball explosion all stand up. And three more appear from the two entrances either side of where the explosion happened.
Is that two on one side and one on the other?
Yes.
Or three from each? Okay.
Two on one side, one on the other. And on that, I will take a break and be back in a couple of minutes.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, Alex here with a quick message. We've been running ads during Rusty Quill Gaming for a while now. We always wanted this podcast to be free to listen to, so that means that we've needed to run adverts in order to provide the income we need to keep the lights on at Rusty Towers. Now, as part of this process, we need to provide some information about what kind of listeners we have so that we can get better adverts to pay us more money and allow us to make even more free content. Now that's where you come in. If you head on over to rustyquill.com or follow the direct link in the show notes, you'll find a short questionnaire to fill in. All information you provide is anonymous and you don't need to answer anything you don't want to. It's super easy and takes less than 5 minutes, but we would hugely appreciate it if you could take the time to fill it in. It's a great way to show us your support without spending any money, and it will genuinely help us to make more content available in the future. So thanks in advance from me and everyone else at Rusty Towers. And now, let's get back to the farce. Sure.
And welcome back. So, we've got zombies. Zombies everywhere. Ack zombies. So, Grizzop, you are... Oh, no, I apologise. There is a wizard there. Yeah. The wizard stands there and yells, "I'm out! Every single spell I prepared was teleport, apart from that one which I always keep for self-defence!" Grizzop, you're up.
Cool. So, I channel positive energy.
And just mess it up.
All yeah, right. I hit every single zombie because they're all really grateful.
Yep, I will do the save. 16, right?
Yeah.
Wow! Okay, so the three that are closest to Bertie are unaffected.
Well, they take half damage.
They take half the damage. Everything else within range failed.
So everything that failed takes 5, and the guys who passed take 2.
Okay. I think you may have taken most of them out already.
Hooray!
So you took out a formidable...
Took out
6 zombies.
6-1-0.
I was about to point out that everyone except the guy who backed, they're not anymore.
So yeah, that's a formidable amount of zombie killing in
I think you'll find it's four maximal.
Sasha, you're up.
Step forward one and throws a bomb at that dude who's
the
a zombie.
Two emerging that have only just arrived. Yep.
And yep.
Give me the attack roll again.
So that is 16 plus 7. A bit better this time.
That's yay. Definitely a hit.
It's a hit. It's a hard hit.
Who even knows anymore? And that does 2 whole damage.
But with a splash of 2.
2 whole damage, but with a splash of 2. So the 2 for each. 2 for everyone. 2s all around. 2s.
Goodness me. Right, so those are now on.
There's a new person stand up and just
taken 4 because they took 2 from Ben as well.
Yeah, as in like, yeah.
Like, you know, someone's turned up and done some big showboating, and Sasha, I solved everything racket, has come over and thrown a bomb and hit them right in the face each time.
You definitely didn't build that one right.
Done very
must have been
little,
off your game.
Very, very little damage there. Just the zombies kind of shake it off.
Inferior ingredients, shake. That's what it is. You can only work with what you're given.
Yeah, yeah, it's totally, there's nothing that needs to be...
I mean, the fact you managed to get it to bang at all, most people...
Yeah, exactly, really. Wet balloon, I mean, it's just, I've been appraising the chemicals you've
while
given
we carry this on, Bertie, really you're not...
Bertie's eyes narrow at the approaching zombies. Sorry, fans. No autographs.
How are you attracting undead and treating this as the best thing that ever happened to you?
They're queuing up. So
Bertie, I hate
kill them.
You.
Yeah. Bertie raises, for the first time, Sir Everard McGuffingham's bastard sword and attacks the zombie closest to him.
Hello.
What?
What's the problem?
Zombies.
Zombies, yeah. Hey. Let me tell you about a zombie.
I mean, in a minute?
Yeah, okay.
That's the conversation.
Yeah.
Is the turnover?
12. So with attack bonus, mm-hmm. That roll is 22.
Ooh, yeah, that hits.
Okay, so I'm rolling for damage.
Yep, yep.
D10 plus 7 is 12. So the damage there is D10 plus 7, which is 12.
That's a... from full health to zero health hit for that zombie. And whilst you're swinging it, the sword gives a certain
hi-yo!
As you do so. Only you can hear it.
Yeah. Do you mind? Bertie cries to the surprise of everybody else in the square as he swings the sword in and it neatly slices from the zombie's left ear to the right ear, sending the scalp skidding across like a grim frisbee to the far corner of the square, and the zombie just drops like a stone.
Hats off!
Rusty Quill. Oh!
This is going to be a thing. Strap in.
Bertie sheaths Sir Everard McGuffingham's sword. Gets out the other one. He doesn't care that there's a couple of zombies approaching him now. Takes the other one out of his pack. Doesn't matter if he loses an action round. Doesn't matter if he's flat-footed.
That's fine.
Just takes out the original.
I will allow that to happen.
Hush you.
Wait. Cut off the second that you let go of the sword for now. And Hamid, you're up. Bertie just yelled quiet to you or whatever it was for no reason whatsoever.
I know the sword can talk.
Do you mind, yeah.
I've held it.
Yes, you do. You do.
I'm not confused.
Bamboozled.
You do not adopt the stage.
This is bamboozled. I'm gonna usher back the other wizard. To safety.
He's happy to be ushered.
Yep. I also think that Scorching Ray seems like overkill against these guys.
Well, it's kind of lumping it all into one place.
Yeah.
You know?
So I'm going to go back to an old favourite.
Yeah.
It's time for a magic missile. And these days, my cast level is high enough that when I cast it, I cast two missiles.
Pew,
or
pew.
One from each pew.
Pew, pew.
So there's still two zombies in front of
Bertie.
And it hits automatically. So to the first zombie, I do 2 damage.
Uh-huh.
And to the second zombie, I do...
Managed to cock a d4, how do you do that?
3 damage.
Okay.
And they've both already taken, like,
a bunch.
5 from previous stuff.
Yep, that's fine. And with that in mind, the zombies' turn. A bunch more zombies appear. 3 more at the entrance to the left of the explosion. 4 more crawling out over the debris and detritus and fallen, I don't want to say comrades, mulch of the ones that were exploded coming out from the building, and another 2 coming out from the side. Mm-hmm. So there are now another 13 zombies on the board.
Right.
That's a lot.
And the ones that are nearest to Bertie, 1 takes a formidable attack at Bertie. Are you ready for...
Oh, yeah, we've all got DC and AC in the 20s, don't we?
What was your AC?
Bertie's AC is...
Oh, no.
20.
I am assuming that short of you kneeling and offering yourself to them, they're probably not going to be able to hit you, but nonetheless... They miss. So, one of them, in fairness, it just scrabbles at your armor. It tries to do a slam attack and just... Pong! It ricochets off your shield incredibly easily.
Are you still here?
Another one attacks.
Ooh, a natural 20.
I was going to say, that previous one was just a man slapping your armor.
Yeah.
Basically.
and confirmed with a natural 20.
Oh, oh, we decided not to have cascading confirmed.
We do not have cascading, yeah. Otherwise it would kill you guys one day. Yeah, guaranteed. Yeah, yeah. But it does confirm a critical, which is a formidable 2d6 plus 4. Teen damage from a single zombie.
It's actually... So describe, whoa! Describe what happens.
So, the first one just sort of goes... You can laugh it off, it's ridiculous. Pathetic.
What are you even for?
Whilst you're laughing, another one sort of slams for you and manages to get its hand lodged between your breastplate and your neck and proceeds to just scrape at your neck, and it's just... digging, gouging, grabbing, and yanking chunks of skin. It was a fluke. It was an absolute fluke hit, but there is a lot of blood coming out from where you have been gouged because they managed to land a fluky, incredibly hard hit on you. Like, one in a 400 chance hit.
It's all gone a bit Night of the Living Dead, isn't it?
Yeah, is it catching? Is this particular form of zombie-ishness in part?
Catching zombies are a thing. We'll have to find out.
Oh, no! I don't know if there was zombie Bertie!
Guys, it'd be fine. It'd be less offensive.
If he's just echoing what the sword says.
Oh, no, it'd be quite... worse. It'd be worse. It'd be all, like, anti-living propaganda.
Oh, yeah, you breathers.
So it's been 5 minutes, he's already come up with an epithet.
So, after that attack, obviously everything else is already on the table. So, Grizzop, you're up.
Right.
I mess more zombies turn up.
Just shout out, calm down, you guys! And then channel positive energy again. Yeah, it's a save, so D16.
I will do as before.
Would you like to save, or would you like to be healed, Bertie?
Bertie's not gonna save.
Mr. Natural 20 over here just got another natural 20.
Is that like no damage?
So the
have you thought about playing a zombie?
I'll adopt this one.
Yeah.
So the ones coming out of the explosion and the ones coming from the left hand side, mm-hmm, again take full damage. The ones from the right hand side take half damage, and the one that was picking a fight with Bertie just shrugs it off like a natural 20.
These two were there already. Did they advance?
Oh, good point.
I was going to say, otherwise the alleyway is like warded or something.
Yeah.
They'll advance there.
They've both taken 4 damage already.
Yeah, so let's see how this...
Let's get a nice high roll this time.
That's very good. So that's 9 to the ones that, you know, failed, and 4 to the ones that succeeded, and then 0 to Captain Savy.
Okay, so the...
You regain 9 hit points.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
So the two... Bertie's now up to 40 hit points.
Alex, you took me away.
You all look the same to me.
How dare you? Ooh. Yeah, you put the one with the spear back down.
No, he did. Right.
Go on.
The two that came in from the right, they were on borrowed time anyway. They're gone.
Because of all of that damage that my bombs did?
Yeah.
Genuinely, they did like 6
the
damage.
The two that were in the middle picking a fight with Bertie, just as one gives... I mean, zombies can't smile. They have no emotions. But just as one begins to grin at the fact that it's torn a chunk out of Bertie, explodes into bits of chunks of flesh and just... They're both gone. And the remainder...
Wait, even through the critical?
I thought the guys got 20.
But the 20 still only means that they take half damage.
All right.
They were so close to it anyway. Okay. They're both gone anyway. The remainder each took... What was the half damage?
4. Yeah, 4.
4 and 4. So, there you go. That was your channel positive energy. For another ridiculously successful one.
I'm out. I'm spent.
Sasha, you're up.
Is that all the ones you have? About?
Yeah, I get 3.
Okay. It's now 10-1-1-0.
Yeah.
Sasha, you're up.
Yeah, this is upsetting.
Quick, stab him in the back.
Step forward one and throw a bomb at this guy, the one who has a zombie on 3 sides.
The one who is just crawling through the detritus of the fire.
Yeah, come on. We can do something. It could be useful. Oh, God. And 9... Plus 7, so 16.
It's a fine hit.
Okay.
Zombies, known for their numbers, not their dodging.
Right, it's fine. This is totally going to do some damage.
You say that, very few of them pay tax.
Oh, yes, 6, 7, 8. 8.
8?
Nice, plus so 2 splash.
8 to that one, 2 to the other 3.
Yeah.
The one that took 8 is dead.
Oh, exploding.
The remaining took an extra 2 damage.
Yeah.
Okay. bit, like an arm is missing from one, a chunk of torso is missing from the other.
I'm totally softening them up for the rest of you.
Bertie, you are up. Your nemesis has been defeated for you. Bad form.
Dissolving on me, eh? The coward's way out. Bertie, having now, he's now got his less chatty sword in hand. Is now going to charge at the lead zombie of the group that are coming
from the left.
I want you to know, if you've taken Cleave and the quipping sword,
yeah,
oh, that would have been a fun day for me.
I know. But we need to have a character moment to establish this.
Of course.
It's not happening yet, and Bertie doesn't yet have Cleave. It's more in line with Bertie's character for him to just go, no, shut up.
This is my time to shine wearing the Ring of Death. Yeah.
And my time to shine is all time.
Yes.
Every time.
So we'll deal with that plot point
later.
Give
me the attack roll.
So the attack roll is 20. 20.
Yes.
Yep. 12 damage.
12 damage. Again, full health to no health. Go for it how you will.
Bertie again takes a swing, aims low this time. Slices through one leg diagonally, then through the other leg diagonally. And just one pops off to one side, one pops off to the other. And again, just slaps down to the floor, face down. So even if the zombie is still alive, in inverted commas, it's just chewing at the mud.
There is a deafening silence and an absence of comedic quip.
Bertie just touches the sheathed sword's pommel. It's like, yeah, I could do this without you. See that? That was pretty good, wasn't it?
I'm just saying I could give you a leg.
Oh, Bertie takes his finger straight off.
Bertie even had a quip.
Bertie puts the finger back down. See what I did there? Do you see what I did there?
We're going down.
Takes it off her finger.
That's your 6 seconds.
Dominance games with a sword.
That is your 6 seconds. Hamid, you're up.
Well, everyone seems to be doing fine. They probably don't need my help very much. But as Sasha was kind enough to point out, she has been softening some up.
Pew pew.
So
pew pew.
Pew pew.
Two more missiles. Yep, yep. At this one and this one. Who got injured by Sasha's bomb? 2 damage against one of them. 5 damage against the other.
The one that took 5 is dead.
Yeah.
The other one takes it to the face. The top half of its head comes off. There is just a jaw. The rest of the body keeps moving because these are not Romero zombies.
And I am safely ensconced on the other side of the square.
The zombies.
Just where a mage should be.
All move for Bertie. Now, this one cannot take a 5-foot step because it's a zombie, so it moves. This one moves. This one moves. Bertie is now almost completely surrounded.
If they get attacked, they'll be flanking bonuses.
Indeed, but technically, because they're zombies, none of them can attack this round because they're going... Grizzop, you're up.
Right.
I should point out, no more zombies came.
Sure. So, I'll briefly turn to Sasha and say, no, you've been a great help, the Hatefire! And then fire off 2 arrows.
Yep, yep.
So I have rapid shot, so I can do 2 attacks.
Which 2?
The 2 behind Verti.
That makes sense.
You also have precise shots, so you don't take penalty.
Help!
Yes, I have precise shot, so I don't take damage firing into a melee.
Also, and you've got point blank shots, so you get plus one
to hit and damage them. Right.
I think you're getting out of the range of the mics at this point.
Right, so the first one, 18. That, I don't have the crit range of that. So, yeah.
Hit.
A hit, it takes 6 damage.
Yes!
Second one, I hit, well, no, I don't. I, 17.
Hit.
It takes 5 damage.
Dead!
12.
Oh. This new boy's all right. We should hire him.
See, that's what happens when I build a character properly instead of Zolf, which was a ramshackle.
I disagree. I
think the two of you probably collaborated and you set up an encounter just to make him look good so we'd want to hire him.
There was a man from the internet. I'm assuming a man. No, there was a person on the internet called Bodhi who has written a guide to paladins and I followed that. I'm not really that good at system stuff.
Also, Pete Behind the Curtain, I had a completely different plan to introduce this character. It did not come off. So, Sasha, you're up. Time to help.
Ow! Sasha is going... Okay, so 40. So then that's 5.
Yeah.
Assuming that Grizzop lets you through his square.
Yes.
That's then
15.
Because he goes 5, 10, 5, 10 on the dying knife.
Then 20.
Yep.
Then can I do an acrobatics through...
Yes.
I'm going to acrobatics through to here.
Then give me the roll. You will not have a difficult time with this if you don't fluff it.
So that's 8 plus 11. So 19. Fine. Right, and then I'm going to stab that one.
Now, because it is a zombie...
They are immune to sneak attack.
They cannot get sneak attack because... Give me the roll.
Fine,
you still get flanking bonus.
You will still get the bonus to
plus
hit.
Plus 2 to hit.
But not the damage.
To
so,
hit.
Give the roll, but you're almost certainly going to hit.
18.
18?
Yep, 8 plus 10 because of all of the flanking.
Yep. You hit!
Right.
You hit well. Give me the damage roll.
Just with a d4, though. Help! d4 minus 1. 1 damage.
It gets worse. So, I'm going to go through and you roll the 1. Cool. So, good news, bad news. The good news is, whilst zombies are resistant to certain types of attack, the piercing from your daggers is not what they're resistant to. Bad news is, you did only do 1 damage because they don't have sneak attack, so you sort of stab them, you get them right in the spleen, you pull it out, you got a spleen on the end of your dagger, and the zombie didn't really notice or care. Yeah. But you've got a spleen!
There, they go well on the black market, I'm sure.
Spleen quiche! Just get it on ice. Just get it on ice.
The zombie only has eyes for Bertie, so.
Correct. Bertie, you're up. You are surrounded by zombies.
Say surrounded, there's only 3 and there's no more on the way.
It only takes 3 to surround.
Alright, fair
enough. Is surround a technical thing?
No. Oh, right. I'm just being obtuse.
Right.
But they're not flanking you, are
they? No, they are not. Because they have no tactics. I love zombies. They're so easy to run.
Yeah.
And yet I still manage to screw it up.
I'm gonna take a... This is going to be a character moment rather than a combat moment because I'm basically being assaulted by 3 children.
Who did 13 damage on you in a single hit.
Yeah, I mean, that was one, but that was a fluke.
And he's dissolved now.
He's
yeah,
gone.
He's dissolved now. That's so, you know, there's a...
That was in the past.
There's a precedent.
Stop living in the past! God!
Got to move on from the past. Yeah.
Blood spraying out of the side there as you're speaking.
So what Bertie's now going to do is, so with the regular Buster Sword in hand, he's also now going to pull out Sir Everard McGovern of the sword. And
provoking an attack of opportunity, which cannot happen because they're zombies.
Yep. And he's going to attempt a dazzling display. He's not attempting to intimidate the zombies. He's attempting to intimidate Sir Everard McGuffingham's sword.
Yes!
Right, just give me a second to process this.
Yes.
So you're trying to use both swords to intimidate one of the swords that you're using in the dazzling display.
You do technically have a shield.
Yeah.
Which we normally forget.
He's done whatever. Okay, so this is a character moment. He's temporarily stowed the shield.
He's dropped the shield.
I've dropped the shield. What Bertie's attempting to do here is he's not attempting to inflict like the intimidated condition on the sword or whatever. This is entirely a moment of like going to the sword. Yeah, I can do this.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Give me the roll.
Okay. He'll be dual wielding, so he'll be taking a minus 6.
Yes, he will. Give me the roll.
Oh, that's 6.
So. You draw both short swords and then, sensing what you're going to do, the sword just goes, wow. You then proceed to start wowing. Looks brilliant. Bang. Everard's sword hits you straight in the face, dealing you 1 damage, and you are sure that it was the sword that did that, not you. You are 100% positive that you nailed that. And you know, because he follows it up with, oops.
I don't take jib from cutlery.
I can be a very good friend. Or not. That's your turn.
Hmm?
And I think, Hamid, you're up.
There's 3 left. I don't know how badly they are, but Bertie, clearly something's going on with Bertie. So he's just hit himself in the face with a sword.
Like, really badly as well.
There's a magical effect at work on Bertie.
It must be that ring. It's a ring of idiocy.
I'm gonna make sure I actually help him. So I'm gonna go back to my big guns. Move towards the enemy.
What?
I know, right?
Leadership
I know.
Is going to ham his head.
Yeah. And then I cast Scorching Rain. Loads. 21 on a ranged touch attack.
Go, go. And the damage, even your minimum damage, I think, will kill this.
That is a pretty poor roll. 15.
They're already damaged. You blow it away. Like, the front of it just... Okay, the zombies... That's Sasha.
These are the two zombies.
The two zombies both take an attack at Bertie, really hoping for another crit. It's a miss. Oh, it's a 19. It's not a 20.
What's
nearly
the
got
attack
yourself.
Bonus? Is that not enough to beat his armor?
Oh, it's a hit. It's
oh,
not
right,
a crit.
Right.
Now, I was hoping for something that really bites. Pun intended. Okay, so. Deals 10 damage.
It's quite a lot.
Pretty sure all the humor was in your head.
This one
in your head in
manages
your
head. To. This one manages to swing at the other side of your helmet. Whang! Fluke only goes and gets you on exactly the same side.
Oh,
on the other
do
side.
You, my!
Blood, 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 and I am going to continue the round with Rizop. You're up. Bertie's having a hard time. He's getting really messed up by these zombies. Clearly, these CR a half zombies are just
very dangerous.
If I thought it was a serious encounter, then I would play it seriously to win it. As it is, I'm playing
with
the character favour. Yeah, exactly.
Cool. So, as I have line of sight on the both of them, don't move, so I'm going to make an attack on each of them. So, one, it's a 26.
Yes!
So that takes 3 damage.
I believe it's still alive, just.
And the other, they don't have, bows don't have crit range. So that is a lot. Like 27, I think.
Yep, hit.
That's another 3 damage.
And they are both still standing just.
Good.
They're like, both shots went right through their heads, right between their eyes, and they threw their head back and went, and then carried on.
They don't care about things like organs.
I know, it's so unhelpful.
It's very unhelpful.
Sasha, you're up.
If I have the 2 attacks, can I reach both of them, or can I do 2 on that one?
Okay. Yes, you can, and don't forget you've got a flanking bonus.
Woo! Okay, Sasha is going to double stab that dude with a flanking bonus.
Stab.
Involves... Ooh, 5 plus 8, 13.
Okay, that's a hit, an easy hit.
Okay, and that's a D.
That's just for the one attack. Do you want to roll the other attack as well?
I suppose, yeah. Fine, do that. Ooh, 1.
Okay, so give me the hit first.
Ooh, okay, so so Sasha, having been in her eyes shown up, gets the daggers out for the finishing off these guys. Ha ha! First stab. Aha! 4 minus 1, 3 damage on this guy.
It dies.
Woo!
That must be why the second attack missed.
Yeah.
You stab in for the liver,
yeah.
Get the liver, yank, and accidentally pull the whole spine out as well. It's fine. It still falls apart.
Yeah.
Then.
Get the other dagger out.
Kind of not expecting the spine to be missing is you grab, yank, and immediately before you've realised what's happened, stab in with the other one. Through the zombie, out the other side, and manage to basically just get your entire arm caught up in what's left of the zombie.
Gross.
So you're now just... One arm is zombied.
Do I have, as it was falling and I punched forward, did my hand go into the skull so I now have a little skull puppet?
Yes. I'm glad we had this chat.
With a dagger coming out of its eye.
Bertie, give me a perception check.
2 minus 1 is 1.
You are under attack by a fully bodied zombie and a zombie head. No. You genuinely haven't twigged yet that her hand's inside it.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
You are still dual wielding.
Yeah, Bertie is still dual wielding. So Bertie has... You know what? Bertie's just going to attack the... he's going to dual wield. Why not? Why not?
All right.
Why not? And he's going to attack the main zombie that's straight in front of him. Because that's the zombie that attacked him that hurt him quite badly a minute ago, isn't it?
Yes.
So he's going to attack that
one. Yeah, there is a weird head zombie on the side, but the other zombie literally has his hand it's inside still, your breastplate, yeah. ripping out chunks
it's
of flesh.
It's still holding bits of you. Yeah. He's looking you dead in the eyes. He goes, nom, nom, nom.
Yeah, so Bertie's going to take both swords and attempt to thrust them straight at the zombie that's physically attached to him.
Piercing damage, don't recommend.
That is 9 plus... so I'm... Tell me what I'm doing, because I've never dual-wielded.
So it's basically roll a normal attack.
Yep.
And then -6.
-6 to.
So it's 3. Which means
you still get that bonus.
Yeah, exactly. So that is 13 and 12.
Well, you had to roll separately for the two.
Oh, sorry.
So
okay.
13.
13. No, critical fail. Critical fail was with the second sword, and the second sword was Sir Everard McGuffingham's sword, because that was the offhand.
So, your sword strikes true. Straight.
Roll
give
damage.
Me the damage.
That might be largely pointless.
Fine.
Dead!
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
So you strike true. Then you have another one. The sword loudly and clearly goes, I don't share. Roll damage against yourself.
It's 11 damage.
Yeah, 11 damage.
It deals 11 damage at you.
To what? To his other hand.
This sword doesn't share.
Trust so what happens, hand off. What happens to Bertie's right arm? Bertie's sword arm?
Bertie's sword arm is very badly injured. I'm not going to institute a cold shot rule or anything like that because it gets very...
I act last in the initiative round, I believe.
Yes.
I use my action to walk over to Grizzop and go, Hi, I'm Hammond. Oh, are you looking for a job?
And we will end the episode there. That all worked out quite nicely.
Yeah, no, that was a pretty smooth... I was a bit worried about the introduction, but that went okay.
It's good to have...
You were awesome in the combat scene, and Hammond...
Yeah, you were fine! It was really okay.
You helped, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, you were like, you were kind of a bit of an assist, I guess. That was,
support class.
Fine,
It's important to have an aptitude test rather than relying on a competency-based interview or insisting that educational background alone is sufficient for a position with some degree of technical skill.
We should be careful about cultural fit here. Superiority fit.
Look, it's not that we don't think you can do the job, but we don't know if you're right for the job.
I think on that note...
Bye!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
What's your initiative?
14.
14? Sasha?
13.
See, Johnny trapped my finger in the door earlier and now it doesn't work.
Ooh, what did you do to him?
Yeah,
what did you say?
What did you do to deserve that?
Artistic differences
at home.
Yeah. That's a formidable amount of zombie killing in
a formidable? I think in fact it's for maximal.
But yeah, good job. Like that. This is the correct way to channel positive energy. None of that healing monarchy.
You said malarkey.
Healing monarchy. Kill them all.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save big money at Menards.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.